WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, brain gainers. It's your girl Rachel Carter here, back with another 5-minute mental gym session to get your brain firing on all cylinders. Today, we're diving into something super important, creating a safe space for self-care. Ever feel like you're running around like a hamster on a wheel? Life just throws so much at us, work deadlines, family commitments, social pressure. It can be exhausting. But here's the thing. Neglecting your own well-being is like trying to run a marathon on an empty stomach. You'll crash and burn, leaving you feeling depleted and burnt out. So how do we build that fortress of self-care? How do we carve out that sacred space where we can recharge, refuel, and reconnect with ourselves? Buckle up, because I'm about to drop some serious brain-boosting strategies. Number 1. Identify your stressors. This might seem obvious, but sometimes we're so caught up in the chaos that we don't even realize what's draining our energy. Write them down. Is it social media? Work emails? That never-ending to-do list? Once you know your triggers, you can start taking steps to manage them. Number 2. Set boundaries. This is crucial, folks. Learn to say no without guilt. You don't have to be everything to everyone all the time. Prioritize your own needs and protect your precious time. Think of it like this: you wouldn't let someone walk into your house and start rummaging through your stuff without permission, right? Well, apply that same respect to your mental and emotional space. Number 3. Embrace mindful moments. We're bombarded with information 24/7, which can lead to mental fatigue. Take breaks throughout the day to simply be present. Close your eyes, take a few deep breaths, focus on your senses. Even 5 minutes of quiet reflection can make a world of difference. Number 4. Move your body. Exercise isn't just about getting fit, it's a powerful mood booster. It releases endorphins that leave you feeling happy and energized. Find something you enjoy: walking, dancing, swimming, and make it part of your routine. And finally, number 5. Indulge in activities that bring you joy. Make time for hobbies, passions, things that light you up from the inside out. This could be reading, painting, spending time with loved ones, or anything else that makes your soul sing. Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Picture this. You're sitting in a cozy corner of your home, surrounded by soft lighting and calming scents. A cup of herbal tea steams in your hand as you lose yourself in a good book. You feel relaxed, centered, and truly present. That's the power of creating a safe space for self-care. It's about carving out time to nurture your mind, body, and soul. So, my fellow brain gainers, take these tips to heart. Start small, be consistent, and celebrate every victory along the way. Remember, you deserve to feel good, and prioritizing self-care is the ultimate act of self-love. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your favorite self-care rituals? Share them in the comments below and let's inspire each other to create those safe havens of peace and tranquility. Until next time, keep your mind sharp, your spirits high, and your self-care game strong.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.